You're listening to the SIL Language Technology Podcast. We believe everyone's language matters, so we make software tools that help people use their language for learning, connecting, and thriving. Today we will be talking about FlexTrans, a linguist-friendly machine translation system for low-resource languages.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ever wondered about language families, those fascinating groups like the Romance or Slavic languages where you hear echoes of similarity? Today, we're plunging into how translation works within these language clusters, where that closeness offers a fantastic shortcut, but also some tricky byways.
Exactly. Think of it like a, you know, a family tree for languages. They share common ancestors, so you see related words and grammatical patterns.
Right.
And this can be incredibly useful for connecting people, sharing knowledge efficiently. But those subtle differences, the ones between cousins on the tree, they can be pretty significant for translators.
Okay, so how do we navigate this linguistic family reunion? We've got some really insightful material looking at us. Specific tool for this, FlexTrans.
FlexTrans.
It's a rule-based machine translation system from SIL International. Some of you might recall us mentioning Carla, similar system from before.
And FlexTrans, much like Carla, is really designed as a linguist's assistant. It's not your everyday translation app. It's built with a deep understanding of how languages work, especially within these related groups.
Precisely. Our mission today is to explore how FlexTrans can be a real game changer when you're working with language clusters. We want to uncover how it leverages those family ties between languages to make translation faster and smarter.
So let's get down to it. What exactly is FlexTrans and how does it manage to do this?
Well, in simple terms, FlexTrans is a system that follows a set of instructions or rules to turn text from one language into another.
Okay.
A key part of this is building a connection between the vocabularies, almost like creating a shared dictionary. It also uses rules that dictate how the grammar needs to shift.
And what's really interesting is that FlexTrans is closely linked with Flex.
Right. Flex. Fieldworks Language Explorer.
Yeah. Linguists use Flex to organize all sorts of information about a language, like lexicons and grammar. And FlexTrans just taps into that rich data to power its translations.
Think of it this way. You've got detailed files, these Flex projects, for your source language and your target language.
Okay.
FlexTrans then uses these files, along with a separate set of transfer rules, which are in a kind of digital blueprint format, XML, and its own internal engines to do the hard work. Okay, so we have a general idea of how FlexTrans operates, but what needs to happen before you even start translating, especially within a cluster of related languages? What's the prep work?
That's a crucial point. Because FlexTrans relies so heavily on the information in your Flex projects.
Yeah.
Well, making sure that information is clear and consistent is super important.
Like what specifically?
For instance, when you're describing those little word parts, the affixes,
yeah.
You need to make sure your short descriptions, the glosses, are unique for each type.
Yeah.
And no spaces in them.
Right. Keep it clean.
Exactly. Consistent names and abbreviations for parts of speech, like nouns, and verbs, V, that sort of thing. They're also key. It needs that consistency to work properly.
So once you've tidied up your Flex data, what are the first things you do within FlexTrans itself when working with related languages?
You begin by setting up your projects in FlexTrans, basically telling it which Flex projects represent your source and target languages.
Okay.
You also need to choose a specific tool. A parser FlexTrans offers choices like Xample or Hermit Crab. These help with putting the target language words back together correctly during that synthesis stage.
Right, the rebuilding part.
Exactly. And, of course, you need to make sure your original source language data in Flex is ready to be processed.
And I understand FlexTrans has some features specifically designed for managing multiple projects within a language cluster. That sounds incredibly useful.
It is. This is a real efficiency booster. FlexTrans offers what they call cluster project support.
Okay.
This includes tools like the Open Multiple Flex Projects tool and the Restore Multiple Flex Projects tool, which allow you to work with several related language projects at the same time. Makes juggling them much easier.
Definitely see the benefit there.
There's also a Fix Flex Projects tool for addressing common data issues across multiple projects at once, and an ad hoc constraint for a cluster tool, which lets you apply specific rules or settings to multiple projects simultaneously. It's all about making the workflow smoother when you're dealing with a whole family of languages.
Streamlining the cluster work makes sense. And what about those instances where you have irregular connections within a language cluster? Like maybe a specific form of a word in one language always translates to a completely different word or form in a related language, breaking the pattern.
FlexTrans has a solution for that too, the replacement dictionary editor.
Ah, okay.
This allows you to create these very specific links, overriding the more general connections you established with the sense linker or the standard rules. So you can say, when this exact inflected form of the source word appears, always use this specific target sense or form, even if the general pattern would suggest something else.
That's really powerful. It allows for a level of fine-tuning that's essential when dealing with the sometimes quirky relationships within language families.
So putting all of this together, what are the main advantages of using FlexTrans specifically for translation within language clusters?
Well, the multi-language possibilities are a huge benefit. FlexTrans allows for a one-source, many-targets cluster approach.
Right.
Imagine translating a text in one language and then being able to use that work, those links and rules, as a starting point to create drafts in several related languages much more quickly.
Saves redoing a lot of the foundational work.
Exactly. It also supports a chain approach, translating from language A to B and then using the B output, maybe after some polishing, as a base to translate to C within the cluster.
Ah, interesting. So A to B, then B to C.
Yeah. Think of translating, say, a health text from a major language in the cluster to a smaller related one. Then you could potentially use that translation as a stepping stone to reach an even smaller, maybe less resourced language in the same family, saving significant time and resources compared to starting from scratch each time. This can really reduce the overall effort dramatically.
That chaining approach sounds particularly efficient for larger language families where you might not have direct translation resources or maybe even bilingual speakers for every single pair of languages.
Precisely. And it leverages the hard creative work in related translation. The effort you invest in connecting vocabularies, figuring out the grammatical correspondences, creating rules for one language in the cluster, that work can directly benefit the translation of others because they share linguistic characteristics.
So the effort multiplies.
It does. And this leads to the general advantage of faster initial drafts, which is even more noticeable, more amplified in clusters because of those shared features.
And beyond just speed, what about the quality and consistency of the translations?
Well, FlexTrans offers valuable quality control benefits too. Because it's rule-based and uses the linked lexicons, it helps ensure consistency in spelling, punctuation, and grammar.
Ah, that's huge.
Yeah, and it's particularly important when you're working across multiple similar languages where small inconsistencies in terminology or spelling can easily slip in during manual translation or even just editing.
Keeping things aligned across the whole cluster. Now, we have some interesting data from a study that looked at how FlexTrans performed in real-world scenarios. Can you tell us a bit about that and what they found, specifically regarding related languages?
Yes, the study Results of Machine Translation with FlexTrans in Production Mode examined an experiment where FlexTrans was used to translate between a West Asian language and another related language in that region. The outcomes were quite remarkable, actually.
What were the key takeaways? What did they find?
The most striking finding was about speed. They found that editing or polishing a draft produced by FlexTrans was significantly quicker, almost twice as fast. They reported a 93% increase in speed compared to translating the same kind of text manually from scratch.
Wow, nearly double the speed.
Yeah. The team also reported that the quality of the machine-generated drafts was pretty good, and they especially appreciated the consistent spelling, particularly for things like proper nouns, which can often vary slightly between related languages, maybe due to different writing systems or just local conventions.
Mm-hmm.
So this substantial time saving really highlights the potential for FlexTrans to accelerate the translation process within these language clusters.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
It really underscores the potential of FlexTrans to dramatically speed up translation work, especially for large projects within these related language families.
It does. Now, the study also noted, importantly, that the initial work involved in setting up FlexTrans, doing that vocabulary mapping with the SenseLinker, creating the initial set of transfer rules, it does require an upfront investment of time and effort.
Okay, so there's a learning curve and setup time.
Right. You don't just push a button on day one. However, the expectation and what the study suggested is that this initial investment will really start to pay off as you work with more languages within the cluster.
Because the rules become more comprehensive.
Exactly. As you develop rules that address more the shared linguistic patterns, and as you link more vocabulary, the system gets smarter and more effective for that specific cluster. The potential for a significant return on that investment is greatest when you have a large amount of text to translate within the language family.
So while there's an initial time commitment, the long-term advantages, particularly in terms of efficiency and maintaining consistency across a language cluster, appear to be very promising.
Absolutely. But like any powerful tool, there are important things to consider and best practices to follow when using FlexTrans for language clusters. You can't just dive in blindly.
What key advice would you give someone who is starting to use this in a multi-language context within a cluster?
Well, the documentation recommends starting with a bottom-up approach when you're creating your transfer rules.
Bottom-up, meaning?
Meaning focus initially on the specific linguistic differences and similarities that you observe between the actual languages you're working with in your cluster. Don't try to build some grand universal theory first. Start with the data.
Okay, deal with the specifics you see.
Right, and thoroughly connecting the vocabularies between all the languages you're working with, using that sense linker is also essential. Think of it like creating a detailed map of how concepts are expressed across the language family before you build the roads, the rules between them.
Got it. Map the territory first. And what about testing the system?
Oh, rigorous testing is absolutely vital. FlexTrans includes a testbed feature. This allows you to save translations that you know are good, sort of like a gold standard.
Okay.
And then as you make changes or add more rules, you can rerun your rules against these saved tests to see if they still produce the correct output or if you've broken something.
Regression testing, basically.
Exactly. This is crucial for ensuring consistency and accuracy as your rule set grows and as you apply it across the different languages in the cluster.
Makes sense. Maintain quality control.
And perhaps most importantly, you really can't underestimate the value of linguistic expertise.
Right. It's not magic.
No. A deep understanding of the underlying linguistic relationships within the language, cluster, the phonology, the morphology, the syntax, is key to identifying patterns and developing effective transfer rules that actually work well. It's really a combination of leveraging the technology and applying solid linguistic knowledge.
So FlexTrans isn't a magic wand then. But it's a very powerful tool, maybe like a power tool, for those who understand the languages and their connections.
Precisely. That's a great analogy.
So to summarize, how does FlexTrans really streamline the translation process specifically within language clusters? What are the core benefits again?
In essence, it simplifies connecting related vocabulary through tools like the sense linker, helping you systematically map out those family resemblances in words. It enables the creation of shared transfer rules that can be adapted to handle the predictable similarities and differences in grammar across the cluster.
Right.
And it provides specific tools that cluster projects support for managing translation projects that involve multiple related languages at the same time, making the workflow much more efficient.
Yet, as we've discussed, the potential for increased efficiency and improved consistency is significant and is backed up by, you know, real-world results showing potentially double the speed in editing.
Exactly. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? With a deeper understanding of these linguistic connections within a language cluster and with powerful tools like FlexTrans available, how dramatically could we accelerate the sharing of vital knowledge, like health information or educational materials, across these related languages?
Yeah.
Consider the possibilities for revitalizing endangered languages within a family, or for improving education by leveraging materials from a related, better resourced language, or just fostering greater cross-cultural understanding between closely related groups. It's a truly exciting prospect, I think.
It certainly is. And if you, the listener, are interested in exploring FlexTrans further, you can find the software and extensive documentation on the SIL Global website. It's a significant resource, quite detailed, but hopefully our discussion today has given you a solid foundation for understanding its potential, especially in these cluster situations.
Thanks for tuning into The Deep Dive. Until our next exploration, keep your curiosity sharp.
This has been an SIL Language Technology podcast. Thank you for joining us. For more information, please visit software.sil.org. This has been an SIL Language Technology podcast. Thank you for joining us. For more information, please visit software.sil.org.